day in the life of the branch. Come and find out how the power of love can conquer loneliness. This month on the Branch webcast, be sure to invite your friends to listen with you. Can I get a 5 second of soaring and loving praise together? It's Valentine's Day. It's the time of the year when we love one another. Hey, welcome. I'm Richard McQuite, pastor of Ridge Branch Baptist Church. It's a new year and a new month of faith and encouragement here at the Branch. Ridge Branch Baptist Church is located at 390 Ridge Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, just a short distance down from the AGY Manufacturing Corporation. As you come by AGY, turn on Ridge Branch Road and go a mile and a quarter, and you'll see the church. Stop and come on in. We're excited about having church again at 9:45 on Sunday mornings for Bible study and 10:30 for a time of great celebratory worship in the worship center each Sunday morning at 10:30. On Wednesday night here at the Branch, we have children's students ministry as well as an adult time of praise, prayer, and Bible study. Come and join us in a midweek recharge to charge your love battery. Charge your love for Christ battery, and we look forward to seeing him. There's a lot more here around happening here at the Branch. We want you to come out and find out. Go to our webpage at www.redsbranch.org to see more exciting events upcoming here at Ridge Branch Baptist Church. Let's pray. Lord God, you promised to save those who call on you. Father, I'm calling on you today. We need your help. Many feel weighed down by loneliness. Please open my ears to hear you speaking to me in your word. Father, give me courage to look into the word of God and see how you are there for us when we're out of your will, when we're in your will. Father, we love you and we ask for your forgiveness. Reflect on us the good things of your presence. And respond, dear Lord, when we're in the middle of this loneliness epidemic. Father, we ask that you would bless today and be with a message to follow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we're going to look at the power of love and its control over a nagging epidemic that has struck America. Loneliness. And love is a thing that can attack loneliness at its very core. If we look at the great love passages in the Bible, all generated from the love of Christ for us, we find in 1 Corinthians 13 a famous passage. I've used it many times at weddings and sometimes even at funerals. The matchless power of love is illustrated greatly with Paul's great writings to the Corinthian church. The church, which was in need of love, it had many divisions in it, had many issues going on in, and love in the church is one of those things we need to have more of as well. So here we go. 1 Corinthians 13, love is the greatest. Let's soar in love today as we look at the love and loneliness, a tale of two emotions. In 1 Corinthians 13, 1, if I speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be noisy gong or clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy and understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I had to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and it keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. First of all, in our soaring love over emotions, we see the power of love. The power of love is illustrated in verse 4 in the great words of Paul writing from the Holy Spirit's leading. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no records of wrong. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. And the essence of love, love does not boast. Love is not proud. Love is not self-seeking. The permanence of love is seen also in this verse. Not only the power of love, but the permanence of love. Look at verse 5. In verse 5, we read, it is not rude. It doesn't demand its own way. It's not irritable. It keeps no record of being wrong. In these verses, we see love does not delight in evil. Love protects, trusts, and hopes and preserves. Listen again to verse 7. Love never gives up, never loses faith, and is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Love is so great and encouraging that the power of love can be illustrated in these verses, yes, but also in the book of Psalms. In the book of Psalms 25, verse 17, listen to David's heartfelt, lonely expression. Feel my pain and my problems go bad from worse, bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. Feel my pain and see my trouble. Forgive all my sins. The loneliness of David here in the psalm gives us a self-reflection that he acknowledges that something's off. Something's off. And the off part is loneliness. Acknowledging loneliness is one of those great starts to conquering it. The power of love will help you do that as you seek to gain the upper hand on this dreadful disease of loneliness. Well, identify its causes. Perhaps you've been cocooning in your home or online or in social media or some other form of media too much. Maybe you've been consumed and cocooned in that too long. You need to break out, get out and socialize perhaps a little more. Get out and see what's going on in the world around. Maybe touch base with a neighbor who you do not know that lives near you. And my friend, that's epidemic. That's a part of the loneliness, because when we come in from a long day at work, we hide into our Netflix and Amazon, and then we look at, even some look at British TV. You know, to hide in there away from neighbors and so forth. So, but identify the causes. Maybe it's perhaps, maybe you need an attitude change. I'll be honest with you. Maybe you need to be a friend, to have a friend. Check, do it. Do a self-inventory check. We'll get to that in a minute, how God wants you to do that. Seeking God's presence. Oh, yes. If you want to conquer loneliness, you get into God's word and seek his presence, because he is there. He is there, my friend, waiting on you to seek his solace, his peace that passes all our human understanding and all the issues that are confronting us. We need to pray also for comfort. And meditating on God's promises always strengthen us in a time of loneliness. The second thing that the psalmist in 25:18 talks about, reaching out to others, building meaningful relationships, participating in community activities, cultivating empathy. In other words, get out of yourself and do something for others. I'm going to say that again. Get out of yourself and do something for others. Well, I don't have any money to do something for others. It doesn't take money to do something for others. Just go out and open the door for somebody. Just go out and tote something for somebody. Go out and rake a yard for somebody. Go out and get to know them and offer support and encouragement. By doing that, my friend, loneliness will start to fade away. Loneliness will start to fade away. It also helps you in the soaring of your spirit. When a person is lonely, the spirit is almost a point of crushing. A soaring in spirit, Psalms 25:18 talks about nurturing personal growth, engaging in hobbies and passions, pursuing personal development, Take a course online. Go in and get a hobby that you haven't tried before. One of the things I like to do, every once in a while, I'll tell my wife, I need to go build something. And that, I'm not a builder. I really stink at it, but I can go in there and put through pieces of wood together or something in the workshop and make something happen there that gives me a what? It gives me a soaring in spirit that I accomplished something. And even this, you've probably heard me say this before, I even like to wash dishes. And when I'm under it, when I'm under the gun, I find myself taking a dishcloth and washing the cabinets over and over again. I don't know whether that's a mental disorder or whatever it is, but that's one way I cope with perhaps an issue in my life, to soar in my spirit, to feel better about something that I can accomplish with little or no effort that makes me feel better about myself. Maybe you can use that. Finding purpose in service, volunteering for a cause, helping those in need. I tell you, if you watch any kind of media, you'll see always the animal people have the puppies for adoption. Not saying you adopt a puppy or cat, but listen, they always can use some blankets or somebody to sit with a dog, walk a dog. If you can do that. Volunteer at church. If you need a place to volunteer, you come by and we'll put you to work doing something. And we'll get you engaged, involved with a group of people doing something. We'd love to see. Also, love can do many different things, as we've learned from 1 Corinthians 13. But also, surrendering to God's command is the best way to put action to the words about love and loneliness. Where did you find that at? Well, you go to Matthew 22, 37, 38. A loving God with all our heart, devoting our entire being to God, prioritizing our relationship with God above all else, seeking intimacy with God through prayer and worship, loving God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself will help you conquer the loneliness, and the love of God will help you do that. Loving God with all your soul, nurturing our spiritual growth and well-being, surrendering our desires and ambitions to God's will, trusting in God's guidance for our direction in our lives, loving God with all our mind, cultivating a deep understanding of God's word in Psalms 119, 105, the famous verse about studying God's word, renewing our minds through the study of Scripture. A renewed mind can happen. Romans 12, 2 tells us that. Applying biblical principles to our thoughts and actions. One thing that I like, Charles Stanley had the 30 Bible principles of how to live. And it's a beautiful 30-part series that he did on the principles of living a godly life. Pick that up and listen to it. You can probably find it online. You need to address our loneliness in the society. Loneliness can be a very damaging emotion. Love can help in those emotions as you work through the life that you're living. And I pray that you will know the Jesus. You will know the Jesus that will create love in your heart if it's not already there. You need the true and genuine love that Christ has to offer through his salvation and love and care. How do you know that you need Jesus? If you have a missing component in your life that you know that's missing, if you want that missing thing to be fulfilled, you turn to Christ. And how to do that is to accept Christ as your Savior and Lord. Accept Christ as your Savior and Lord. Pray this prayer with me if you'd like to do that right now. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Savior and Lord. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed that prayer, I personally want to welcome you to the family of God and to the loneliness no more through the love of Christ. please let us know of your decision by going to redsbranchbaptistchurch.org, and on the landing page there, fill out the form indicating your decision. If you'd like to rededicate your life, or you could even join the great work here at Branch in the area of Aiken, South Carolina, and we would definitely love to hear from you. If you'd like to send us a prayer request, praise report, or a gift of support, you can do so by sending it to the following address: Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Again, that address is Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. May you soar over loneliness through the love of Christ today. Thank you for listening.